Church World Service held a public meeting Thursday night in Poughkeepsie to offer some details about a refugee resettlement program for the Mid-Hudson Valley, set to begin early next year. Following a presentation, some residents raised questions and concerns. Church World Service is a global humanitarian organization and one of nine resettlement agencies that contracts with the federal government to resettle refugees across the country. Church World Service expects 80 individuals to relocate within a 50-mile radius of Poughkeepsie between January and September next year and is seeking an office in the city along with an office director. Sarah Krause is Senior Director for Programs at Church World Service's Immigration and Refugee Program. She says for the Poughkeepsie region, a priority is being placed on Congolese and Syrian refugees, as well as Iraqis with special immigrant visas.
This is something that we are excited to move forward with the community on, and we're going to do that, including continuous community consultations. It's important that the community feel a part of this process. Again, I'm saddened to feel that here that people feel as though this was sprung on them. That certainly wasn't our intention, and again, we believe that we've been very intentional in communicating throughout. We hope that now that this information has been shared with the community, that folks can have an opportunity to kind of wrap their minds and their hearts around it, and that we'll be able to move forward in a really positive direction.
She says her organization has been in talks with stakeholders in Poughkeepsie since April. However, many community members and some elected officials say they've just learned about the Poughkeepsie program in the past week or two. Stephen Plank, a city resident and business owner, says all should have been involved in discussions before a decision was reached.
I think it's extremely undemocratic, and I do not appreciate the veil of secrecy under which these organizations are operating.
Plank is calling on elected officials to get some answers, such as to refugees' impact on services.
I'm asking all of them to join forces and write a simple letter that says, hey, we need to put the brakes on here, slow down. Let's get some answers to these very basic questions prior to the refugees being relocated here.
Fishkill resident Marianne Ferraro just returned from a trip to Jordan.
I think it's a great idea. I understand the issues people have here. I don't minimize them. I think they are real.
She says there are those in the community like herself who support refugee resettlement in the area and look forward to offering services and support. The situation has been clouded by misinformation. Krause tried to set the record straight by saying the Poughkeepsie office is not a Syrian refugee resettlement office, but simply a refugee resettlement office, and that refugees are the most vetted of any group coming to the United States. Refugees will be taxpayers as well. Gavin Iyer is a student veteran at Vassar College helping with the refugee program.
If helping refugees isn't your thing, don't hamper it. That's the only thing I would ask. This is definitely something where, you know, everybody has unlimited amounts of kindness, but they only have so much time. And if you want to put your time into something else that is not refugees, I fully support it. I don't hold it against you. Just please don't stop it. There's support here. There's community here. People want to put time and money in.
Clinton Corners resident Anthony Fiesel believes any assistance should go to Hudson Valley residents in need.
It's not that my heart doesn't go out to people who are in bad shape, you know, and have very little or have nothing, but how did that all of a sudden become our responsibility here in Hudson Valley? And how is it that we can just open our doors to, you know, it's 80 this year? What is it next year, 500?
Church World Service Poughkeepsie will offer refugees assistance in such areas as basic needs, cultural orientation, job preparation and placement, and access to health care. City of Poughkeepsie resident Alina Gonzalez says that while she sees the issues brought up by others, such as food insecurity or the scarcity of jobs in the community, those issues have been longstanding, and there is room to help refugees.
And I feel as if people should open up their hearts a little bit more, considering that these people that are coming from these countries, it's not a matter of food or jobs. It's a matter of surviving, of being able to actually continue to actually live. It's a matter of life and death.
She adds,
so I look forward to helping. I can't wait. I want to help in any capacity that I can.
It remains to be seen what President-elect Donald Trump, who supports a ban on admitting refugees from countries linked to terrorism, will do. The weekend before Election Day, Trump said that as president, he would not admit refugees without the support of the local community where they are being placed. He has also mentioned a regime of extreme vetting. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.